There we go. There. Yep. Okay. Cool. It was, see, I had this mic. I brought this mic out for you. And then I was like, I was testing it. And I was like, well, this mic actually pretty much picks up everything. And like, if you use that mic and I use this mic, it would just be like crossing over.
Okay.
Nonstop.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. No. So you guys can hear. Okay.
Cool. So they didn't hear the awkward intro.
Yeah. There was. Oh, they heard. Yeah, they didn't hear the nipple talk.
Okay.
But they did hear, the intro, the video intro.
Okay.
The sizzle reel, which you can use if you want. You can just take that.
That was cute. That was cute. Whoever did that, I like that.
I think that was Al Gorbachev.
Good usage of weird faces. I like that.
Yeah, it's Jeremy mansplaining. Yes, I did buy the lunch, and I did use my business credit card, so it was a write-off, which is a meme in my chat. Mm-hmm. Anytime I buy something, we talk about how it's a business write-off.
Yeah.
But they love your shirt. So this is Gothics, or Vanessa. You might recognize her from her YouTube channel, which I'll put up on the screen. All of her links are in the description, so make sure you go subscribe. She has a Rumble page where she will also live stream. If you want to watch her on Rumble, follow her here. If you want to watch her on YouTube, follow her here. See, my loyalty is on Rumble. Just saying, I'll give you a loyalty subscribe on YouTube.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then obviously her Twitter is also linked as well. So go give her a follow. Gothics, Vanessa, how are you liking Milwaukee, Wisconsin so far?
I mean, it's pretty dope. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really know what to expect because it's never a state that I'm like, yeah, you know what? I just want to go there one day.
Yeah. I'm not offended by that at all.
But
yeah.
It's nice.
You came at like the worst time of the year though, because this is when like everything's shitty. Okay. Like you can see like my backyard's all like gray and like,
bro, you have a backyard. What are you talking about?
That's true. There is property here. Yeah, there's property here. But like, you know, everything's dirty from the snow. Well, you have the same thing on the East Coast.
Yeah.
But like, you know, spring and summer is where Wisconsin really, really rocks. So one of the things, so for those of you that don't know, Vanessa's in town to do, we're going to talk about this in a little bit. We're going to talk about regular old topics, but she's also part of the Campus College Thought Revolution Tour, which is at Marquette University tonight. So if you're in Milwaukee and you're watching this now or later, go see her. And then do you know the next one?
I think if you click on the walkaway link right here,
got it.
It will show you. Go down.
Oh, yeah. Carol. So they're at Marquette. They're at Carroll University on the 19th, which is close to here. You go to Madison. Have fun with that. You should eat at, when you go to Madison, you go to, there's a place called Blue Plate.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of by the university. They have really good, like, chicken noodle soup, and they have, it's Monty's Blue Plate, it's called.
Okay.
And then you're at Platteville. I'm surprised you're not at Whitewater, because Whitewater's, got some stuff going on with 20,000 freedom asylum seekers got located there.
Oh, okay.
This is the one you're talking about. That's a drive. I think Platteville's way up there. Carroll. Well, Madison's a 90-minute drive from Milwaukee.
Okay.
But it's on one road. You're just on the freeway the whole way. It's pretty easy. But anyway, so if you're in the Milwaukee area tonight, Carroll University, I think, is also down here. I feel like that's right up the road, isn't it? Do you know what city that's in?
I have no idea. You asking me?
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, you're... Carroll is in... Where am I seeing it? It's a liberal arts school. Why do I feel like... Where is it? I feel like it's in Waukesha, Wisconsin, but I could be wrong. Where are you?
Oh, right.
Waukesha? Yep, it is in Waukesha. Okay, so that's right up the road.
Okay.
That's actually, you're basically close to, you're very close to Waukesha now.
Huh.
So, and that one's, downtown Waukesha is kind of fun. Like there's a lot to do. It's like a old, you know, like, well, it's not old, like East Coast old towns, which have been here for 200 years. But it's like one of those like historic downtown areas where there's like a lot of little shops and like little places to shop. And it's also where the that crazy BLM guy ran over all those people.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I can't wait.
Yeah. And on your tourist stop, take a picture there and be like, this is where, you know, I'm here to visit the site of, you know, where the dancing grannies got ran over.
Yeah.
But this is so I definitely want to talk about that, which is the walkaway stuff. But let's lead in with just a little bit. Are you aware of this story from Planet Fitness? As you know, I'm a fitness guru. Mm-hmm. I'm always, you were here and you saw I was working out basically constantly.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm getting lots of gains, but they're going sideways. It's weird. But the, I mean, my reaction to this is like, can we just agree on some freaking things? Like, for those people that don't know, a full-grown man who was not, I would say, I was his picture here. Here he is. Yeah. This dude, okay? That is a trans woman, just so ever, or trans, I get it mixed up.
That's a trans woman.
Trans woman.
And you are transphobic now.
I'm starting to be transphobic because I don't understand. So this guy, all biological man, top to bottom, in a woman's locker room with, as described by the woman, a 12-year-old girl also there in a towel. Planet Fitness banned her for taking this picture and said, oh no, we will affirm whatever gender they in good faith say they are, they get to use that bathroom.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I saw the thing they said, as long as you identify with sincerity.
Right.
What do you even mean by that? But like, I recently actually canceled my Planet Fitness membership.
Trying to save money.
I could just work out at home.
Right.
And the thing is like, that was the first thing that I looked at in their member agreement was they respect gender identity. Side note, you should look at contracts like that and just search gender identity and see what they have.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people that I've spoken to that go to Planet Fitness know that that's in the contract, but it's cheap.
It's very cheap.
But then you can't get mad when something like this happens.
That's true. If you know it's there and you do it anyway, then you are, I'm actually going to share this out quick, so I'm going to multitask. If you don't complain about it, okay, then that's your fault. I feel like hopefully people will push back against this, but I don't know. Do you think people are gonna, I mean, this is a full grown man.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't really know what's going on there. Doing his morning routine, shaving, he's not even trying to be, you know, any kind of passing or anything.
Do you want my hot take?
I want it.
Do you want my hot take, my slightly almost bannable take?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. There is no such thing as trans.
Okay.
And the reason why this has happened is because people seem to think that we can play middle ground with this topic.
Uh-huh.
We can't. You give them an inch and they take a mile. And so, like, if we're on the one hand saying, I'm going to respect someone's preferred made-up pronouns and call him a she because they're a nice person or because they're passing, you have opened up the floodgates for something like this to happen. So you have to draw a hard line in the sand. Otherwise, you have no room to complain.
I big agree on that. I think I believe that being, so my less of a hot take, my slightly cool, like the French fries we had, they were like lukewarm.
They were very cold.
They were very cold. Yeah. The, that's the thing with DoorDash. You just, it's a bummer sometimes, but my cold French fry take on this is I do believe that there are legitimately people with gender dysphoria.
Sure.
And that is a thing, right? And then there are predators. And then there are predators who take advantage of that because we've said live and let live. This guy, in my opinion, is a creep. Leah Thomas, whatever his original name was. Yeah. I think these are like the next level. Like they get off on taking away from women. I think a lot of these people like Leah Thomas, these men that compete against women in sports, I think they get off on it. I think that they... they're like, they get off on taking away from women. They get off on making women uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. This is not about gender affirmation. This is nonsense. This is like, I don't understand how.
But you can see how it came to this though.
Yes,
because if
yes.
we're going by the same rules of gender identity, and if you were to say, okay, this person is in passing and therefore they're not actually trans, then that opens up the whole conversation of, well, you have privilege because you have enough money to get this surgery and do all these things to your body. So they're making the rules, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, I agree. There are people who have gender dysphoria, but the way that we're treating it isn't the way that I think it should be treated.
Hmm.
Like, you have gender dysphoria? How do we fix that? Do we affirm your gender dysphoria? Because that's what's happening.
Yeah, and I think that the statistics do not support, quite frankly, that affirming it really matters.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, there's a reason that, you know, from the same group of people who always tout, oh, Europe is so great with their healthcare. Well, there's a reason that they stopped these, you know, giving hormones to kids now. They stopped, they've rolled back a lot of this stuff because the data just isn't supporting everyone else bending over backwards. And what I find is particularly offensive about the Planet Fitness statement is that they're saying, okay, the statement is infuriating. It's like, I think it's in here. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't give a, they don't care. They're like, what's hilarious is that the discomfort, or some members may feel uncomfortable, the transgender member using the same locker room facilities, bathroom, showers, or facilities separated by sex, the discomfort is not a reason to deny access. Well, listen, 100,000 people have to be uncomfortable so one person cannot feel uncomfortable. So do you really care about whether or not people are comfortable or not? Because it doesn't make any sense. You're talking about allegedly 0.03% of the population or whatever it is. Like, do you care about being inclusive? Do you care about people being uncomfortable? Because it doesn't seem like it. You only seem like you're pandering to one particular group. And I hope that all the trans people can support their business model. That's what I think oh, shout out to that Star Wars girl. I don't get this, but you're right. I think I take some blame for this stuff too, because I've always been a live and let live guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I used to be.
I'm slowly like hardening against that, because now I see where live and let live has gotten to the point where we can't even accept that a full grown man shouldn't be nude next to a female child.
Right.
Like, I mean, like, yeah, there's no conversation to be had around that. And yet here we are having it, because this is where we've gotten.
Right. And it's like, you have to be anchored down to a standard. And the problem is that a lot of people, because I see a lot of people in here mentioning like Blair White and Buck Angel, and I've spoken to both of them. They're really nice.
I like
people.
Buck Angel.
I think they're lovely individuals, but I would be lying if I said that I can affirm them as the gender that they think that they are. It's not true. And so is our standard that we're going to live by simply, okay, how do we cater to someone's feelings? Does it make us feel good? Or is the standard, is it true or is it not? And so to my point of, I don't believe there's such a thing as trans. I believe there are people who are struggling psychologically, spiritually with something.
Mm.
If we want to put that label on it, that's fine. But I don't think that label should be the distinction of, do we cater to someone's feelings or do we stand by the truth?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that one of the things that concerns me most is that, you know, at an age when most people growing up tend to be going through an awkward phase, it seems like people are swooping in and making lifelong decisions based on that. Mm-hmm. And, so did you get her some proper cheese curds? I offered her Culver's, but then we went with subs. So maybe on the drive back, we can get some. Is Brandon going to be there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, he'll be there. So go see him. You know, it's like when I was young, I think this is probably not true. It's just how I feel, since that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. It must be true. You must affirm my truth. I feel like a lot of these trans kids now are just what I would have called goth kids, or like, you know, like the, like in the high school when I was in the '90s, you know. Now they're being told, oh no, actually you're just expressing yourself. You're like maybe a little out there, whatever. Cool. Now they're like, oh, actually what you need to do is cut your breasts off, mm-hmm. because that will make you feel better. And by the way, you know, unfortunately it doesn't seem like statistically that actually changes anything, because the problem is up here.
Yeah.
Not with your breasts.
Right.
Yeah. Although it could be your breasts too.
I used to be
emos,
goth, so I can relate.
Yeah, high school.
Sensitive.
I hung out with a lot of kids. I played Magic the Gathering in high school, so I was like in the nerd group, and we hung out with a lot of all sorts of people. But now I see them as adults, and they're like wearing, you know, polo shirts, and they're, mm-hmm. you know, they're doing whatever their thing is. None of them have transitioned, as far as I know, and it's just weird. So, what do you think? Are we at critical mass with this?
No. You're so funny.
I was hoping you were going to say yes. Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. It's going to get worse still.
Mm-mm. It's going to get so worse. Oh, yeah.
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 One of these guys is going to have, I mean, we've already seen situations where, I mean, everyone forgot, but Virginia, the kid, was going in the girls' bathrooms and like assaulting the girls, and he had done it multiple times. And now everyone's just forgotten about that. And
yeah, it's a lot from what my experience, since, you know, we're talking about the Walk Away campaign. Yeah. I used to be on the left. I was not as radicalized as a lot of people on the left are now.
Yeah.
But I believed a lot of the sludge that I was regurgitating. And I think for a lot of people, they're not going to snap out of it until it reaches their doorstep. Until it affects their life in some significant way, they don't care.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think that, yeah, like this lady, basically, right? Maybe she's progressive. I don't know. But like this lady, her reaction to it, I thought, was very graceful.
Yeah.
She said something like, hey, I respect you as, you know, I think her quote is here. By the way, of course, they smear her as somebody who has shared QAnon conspiracy theories, as if it's relevant to this. Mm-hmm. What does she say? I want to pull up her quote, because I thought it's not like she went crazy on the person. So she said, I went to Planet Fitness, walked in the bathroom, and there stands a man shaving. I looked at him and I said, hey, he said, you're a man shaving in the women's bathroom, and I'm not okay with that. He replied that I'm LGB. I said, whatever it is. Nevertheless, I told him, you're a man and you're invading my space. And then she wrote, I stepped out of the locker room and loudly asked the front desk, are you aware that there is a man in the woman's room? I'm not okay with that. The two men standing at the desk put their heads down, which means they knew and they're not okay with it, but they can't say anything. That's probably what happened. Their tails between their legs. And then as I was walking out the door, at my back, a woman shouts, it's a girl. Which, so you had some lefty in there, probably that dude's friend, I'm guessing. And then Planet Fitness canceled her membership. Now, she did take a picture of somebody in the locker room. You know, that's not okay. She also later called him a pedo, which that's probably unfounded. But I mean, in her initial video, basically, she said something like, hey, I love you. You're, you know, as whatever as God, blah, blah, blah. But your rights don't supersede my rights. Right. And they banned her, which is insane.
They don't care. You know what is funny is that man said, I'm LGB.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact.
Yeah, he's not.
Did you? Okay, not even. Let's just say, for the sake of the argument, let's just assume he's a part of the LGB. Did you know that it is actually impossible for you to be pro-LGB and pro-trans? at the same time. It's impossible.
Yeah, that seems interesting.
Because in order for
that's you, how you end up with TERFs, right?
Yes. In order for you to say that you're trans, that presupposes fixed genders. And so if you say I'm trans, but I'm a lesbian, it's like, well, lesbian and gay mean nothing in the same universe as trans.
That's true. And that's why you see a lot of these, not just TERFs, but like, you know, people they call TERFs. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's radical to think that gender is real.
Yeah.
But then you see a lot of members, what's her name? Sheila's right up the road too. She's the girl from Gays Against Groomers. She's a lesbian woman. I can't think of her. Jamie Marchie or something like that. I don't remember. Anyway, I just not good with names. She's like one. There's a lot of people in the lesbian community in particular. Gay men don't seem to speak out against the women, do, because they're like, mm-hmm. yo, we like women. We don't want men in our spaces. Please and thank you. You know, we don't want, mm-hmm. we don't like dicks. Like, we're not cool with that. So the infighting is funny. Where is this? Oh, wait, here. I want to do this quick. Hi, Gothics. Haven't seen you in a while. Glad to see you on Rumble. She has a Rumble page. It's linked in the description. There's 2,000 people watching, and she has just under 5,000 followers. So go follow her. Did you get some proper cheese curds? Oh, I hit that one. Hey, Vanessa, you coming out to Virginia with this? Do I need to find you a venue?
Maybe. Perhaps.
Okay. Yeah. Probably have to talk to the walkaway people. And then said, not just cutting off body parts, but also the drugs that get put on cause issues too. Well, yeah, no one ever wants to talk about that.
Right.
But now it's basically become a meme. Like every time there's a mass shooter.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, were they on SSRIs? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what a coincidence. What a coincidence. But I think at the root of it is that people have mental health problems. That's the core issue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not crazy to say that people go into these schools or churches and do something that they have mental problems. Sure. Of course they do. The drugs are on top of that. The trans identity is on top of that. All that. And so because we've done all this affirming mm-hmm. and not correcting, now you end up as a full-grown adult with the same the same problems they've always had.
Yeah. I hate to sound like one of those, but the system is meant to keep us sicker, you know? And like, I used to suffer from depression, like a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember when I would go to my therapist, he would say something to the effect of, oh, you're depressed. Well, that's normal. And now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, actually, it's not normal.
Yeah.
Why are we normalizing depression? That's why I'm here.
It's like a clout thing now too, mental illness. They're like, oh, the other thing is too, but you know, there's no money in a cure.
Right.
So it's like, you know, oh yeah, you're depressed. Here, take these pills.
Right.
And just take them for the rest of your life. And I don't know, maybe you'll fix them. Maybe you won't. I don't really know. Yeah. I don't care. Just take your pills. It's sad to see. The other thing I wanted to let's actually talk about this, college campus tour. Cause I think there's some stuff to unpack with that. Can you, for people that don't know, I like to always kind of warm up with a topic so that as people get in, you know, more people are watching. What is the walkaway? Give me like the elevator pitch for the walkaway tour that you're on. What's the purpose, and what can people expect to see if they come out?
Yeah. So this tour in particular is we're just going to college campuses and hoping to have some civil conversations with college students to convince them to walk away from the left. Walk away in essence is pretty much the movement of walking away from the radical left. The founder, Brandon Strock, he was a leftist. There's lots of older videos of him floating around the internet crying because Hillary didn't get elected. He was that type of leftist. And then he woke up and he started to realize that the media was lying, which is really similar to my story too.
Yeah. I don't know if you've probably told it a million times before, but do you wanna go over what your kind of your awakening moment was it something? And usually is something we talked about at lunch. For me, it was getting canceled by a card game that I had played since I was 10 years old, being told by the maker of that game that I'm a terrible human. You know, and I was like, whoa, okay. Like I'd finally said live and let live enough. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. No, actually I've been gaslit for so long. I'm like, no, actually, no, kind of frick you. Like, no, I'm not crazy. And then I was got embraced by a bunch of people who are like, you're right. You're not crazy. We've been telling you for years, you know, like, so, you know, what was that moment like for you?
Yeah. So it was definitely a little bit of a progression for also for context, guys. Everything I'm going to tell you is like a summarized version of what's included in my documentary.
Oh, shout out documentary. Yeah.
I have my own documentary. If you go to gothicsfilm.com, you can find more info about
link,
it.
Link in the description.
And it's pretty much, it tells my entire story. But to give you the too long didn't watch, in 2020, we had, you know, COVID and the BLM riots. And I spent a lot of time paying attention to like what the media was saying and then versus what people were doing. So the media is saying, stay home and flatten the curve or else you're going to kill grandma.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can go booty shake for George Floyd in the streets.
That's okay.
Makes
yeah.
logical sense.
No mask. Yeah. Right.
And this is also happening around the same time that I had just finished getting canceled for criticizing Disney because they announced the Black Little Mermaid. And I'm like, why is Little Mermaid black? This isn't my mermaid. And I got called anti-black and all this stuff.
Self-hating black.
Oh, yeah. So it was a series of events where I kept getting pushback from black leftists. Yeah. And I didn't understand why that was happening.
Were you creating content at this time? Or
I was still streaming on Twitch. It was just me streaming video games.
Okay.
Yeah. So I sort of got propelled into the content creative space that I'm in now because I needed an outlet to vent because I felt like I was crazy. Mm-hmm. I was like, I cannot be the only Negro on the internet that thinks these things. It was just a progression of me researching. I discovered Thomas Sowell. I discovered the Uncle Tom documentary.
And I'm that like, was there's who I just want to give a shout out to Uncle Tom one. That was what's his name?
Chad Jackson.
Yeah, and then
Larry Elder.
Yeah, and then did they make a second one?
Is a second one? They're working on a third one.
Okay. Yeah. Watch that, by the way. Yeah. It's very good. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. I mean, and that's pretty much what started it. I was like, yo, these people have been lying to me this whole time. And then, you know, you just start going down this rabbit hole and seeing how we've sort of been conditioned to create all these problems that we have now, like for example, this whole idea of like identity politics, that is a tool. Mm-hmm. If you get people to stop looking at everyone as human beings and instead you're a black man, you're a white man, you're a gay man, you're a trans woman. Mm-hmm. It's like now you're in these little identity boxes. And if you criticize the behavior of that identity, you're criticizing their existence as a person. And that's what these politicians want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I kind of went on a tangent.
No, that's good. So you basically you were like, you know, eventually you just started instead of being a consumer, you became someone who's more actively looking at what's going on, which I think happens to a lot of us. You know, you just kind of consume and you think, oh, this is the whatever this is the correct thing.
Yeah.
And this is normal. And wow, if every late night TV show host is making fun of Trump, then he must be bad.
Yep.
You know, just a perfect example from over the weekend, the bloodbath thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every major leftist media outlet was like, Trump said there's going to be a bloodbath if he's not elected. It's like, no, actually, he was talking about the auto industry and the economy, and that is a literal financial term. He was not talking about murdering people. And it was like, thank goodness that Elon bought X.
Yeah.
Because that thing got squashed immediately.
Yeah.
Like bloodbath was trending and then it was getting immediately community noted and like immediately, but didn't stop, you know, The View and you know, all these other shows from basically seeing the same thing. Matt wrote, did you see the New York Post article going around saying woke people are more likely to be unhappy, anxious, and depressed? I have seen those reports. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how many of those women are on birth control. That's another rabbit hole. You know, but the, I know Sydney Watson's talked about the birth control stuff for a while, but, yeah, I mean, well, imagine living your life like that.
Yeah.
Imagine worrying about microaggressing or like, you know, culturally appropriating, you know, like imagine being like, oh, I love, you know, I just hear a song and I like it. I don't, and even like sometimes you got to draw. One thing I'll say is sometimes you do have to turn it off. And one spot I do is with music.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know I like a lot of like indie folk rock stuff. I know where they're going to be politically. I'm not going to look up their social media. I'm just going to enjoy. I'm just going to enjoy the music. And like, I go to see them in concert. I'm like, please don't say anything about Trump, or please don't do any, you know, stupid, you know, anything like that. Sometimes you just got to turn it off. But I can't imagine being someone who's always like, and you know, worried about offending people, worried about what people are thinking. That probably does lead to all sorts of negative mindset stuff.
Yeah, it's you know, the whole wokeness thing, the whole social justice thing, and the reason why I suspect a lot of them are so miserable, it's because they have a really poor understanding of how of what reality is. And what they're asking for, getting rid of microaggressions, whatever that is, racism, all of these negative things that they're trying to fight, you know, fight injustice. What they're trying to communicate is, we need to eradicate sin. We need to eradicate evil. And that's impossible.
Yeah.
You can't stop people from having the choice to do what they want to do. And a lot of the times that's evil. You know, suffering is a thing that everyone's going to have to experience. And so the thing that really annoys me about, you know, the radical left is like, they have people in their ear telling them, you know, if someone says a mean thing to you, throw a tantrum. It's like, no, sometimes you got to turn the other cheek. You got to pick your battles.
Just keep it moving.
That's the way that things work.
Yeah. That's my experience in life has literally always been that way. Like, if somebody says something stupid, I just keep it moving. Like, I'm not, it's not worth, they don't get to have my energy. They don't get to ruin my day. You give them power over you when you let that. And you're right about like the evil thing is, I've started to classify more of the stuff we're seeing now as like evil and demonic. And because it becomes easier to understand and predict when you do that, when you think of this stuff, like racism exists. There are racist people out there. No shit. Like, okay, but is it everywhere? Is it something that a lot of it too? Is that we talk, I was going to talk about this, like the ADL, for example, all these like bully organizations, their entire livelihood depends on never eradicating it, even though their mission statement is to eradicate it. It's like, no, you actually don't. Yeah. And when you look at like I forget when it was, chat might be able to bail me out, but there was, you know, this time where there was all these fake hoax race hate crimes. They were like going, you know, crazy. And then the ADL and all these people were like, oh, there's been like a 7,000% increase in this and that. And I was like, where? Why? Oh, you mean you're just classifying more stuff now as, you know, you look at New York's a great example. They have major drug problems there in New York, major homeless problems, aggressive. There's crazy people. Like, do you remember the guy, is Rick Moranis? So he was walking on the street and some dude just like, he's from like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and shit. Some guy just like attacked him for no reason. And they're like, oh, it's because he was Jewish. I'm like, no, dude, that dude was just a psychopath, crazy person who did that. And so, but the money stops going in when you can't, you know, oh, the tiki, I mean, how many people still talk about the tiki torch thing? It's and I'm like,
stupid. Do you want another hot take? You want to know how I got to that conclusion?
Yeah. Oh, why?
Okay. Because what is racism? It's you're describing something. So.
Are you asking?
How would you describe it?
I would say, you know, having an opinion on somebody based on the color of their skin and nothing more.
So let's take out skin color and let's just say, okay, so I have an opinion on you or someone else. So what makes me having a negative opinion or showing partiality towards someone based on their skin color more severe than if I were to have that same thought process for any other reason?
Nothing really. Yeah.
So
it's still just prejudice, essentially.
Sure. And you can say that about anything.
Right.
So like all of these labels, they sort of are made to sensationalize the act. And then that gives more of like more power to the social justice team. Yeah. Like, we got to eradicate racism.
It's a hate crime instead of a regular crime.
Right. Yeah. It's like, if people don't like you because you're black, they're going to not like you because you're fat or you're ugly or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably true. I could see how you arrived there. I think, you know, I think that people do, prejudice is definitely a thing. Prejudging people is definitely a thing, and we all do it.
Sure.
And, you know, like, I think that you're right. I will agree that prejudging on race is no different than prejudging on physical fitness or hair color, or it's still bad.
Yeah.
You know, they're basically the same thing. And like, well, they'll say like, oh, there was a fight and it happened to be, the guy happened to be Jewish. Oh, was it hate crime? Well, how do you know that?
Right.
You know, you know, it's just like you said, it's an escalator. It's a way to get more money. There's whole organizations that exist to quote fight extremism. There was a, organization in Canada. I'm going to talk about this later today. Actually, I might have the link. I'll show you. It's called, it's so funny because once you find out these organizations, they turtle up and go hide. Where is this? Here. This here. I'll put it over here so they can see. okay. So there is this organization called, here, this person did all the work. Shout out Savvy Artist. Did I follow you? I'm going to follow you. Okay. So I put together a 3-minute, 30-second video summarizing current Sweet Baby Inc. debacle. I've connected government funding, the ADL, election monitors, and even social media companies that this network aims to, quote, monitor extremism and create just equitable spaces online. There is a lot of government money that flows into this. There's an organization called Take This, which took Department of Homeland Security money, who was writing about freaking Gamergate and Gamergate 2. They were writing. And then there was one in Canada. Where is it? Oh, I skipped out of this. Where's the Canada one? This is a deep rabbit hole. I think this is it. Yeah. This one is called, Extremism and Gaming.
Oh, God.
Now, this was found yesterday. It used to have all their members listed here. Once they got found out, they took them all off. Like on a Saturday, for some reason, they decided, oh, well, let's take it off. It turns out a lot of the people, essentially, let's see if this loads. For whatever reason, my computer has here. They had all these members, Jessica White, and these people started looking into all these people. I guess my point is, look at all these people that were taking money in this organization to fight extremism in gaming. The second anybody outside the space found that they even existed, they scrubbed the website.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is going on? Like, you know, you see there's very unusual, nothing nefarious. You look at all the companies that were, you know, pouring money into this, fighting gaming extremism, whatever the hell that even is.
Now, here's a question for you. What do you think they're trying to communicate when they say want to fight extremism in gaming? What do you think they're actually trying to do?
Make money.
You think that's it? that's the peak?
No, but that's part of the grift. I think, you know, pushing their, you know, whatever they call extremism is just things that they disagree with.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Pushing for censorship.
Oh, sure.
Taking out the free speech.
Yeah. And that's what's at the core of this fighting extremism. Cause then they just say it's extremism. Yeah. Oh, why am I throat so dry? I guess I'm not sick. I'm talking more than usual.
Ew.
Yeah.
Much your cooties.
Yeah. It's only COVID. It's all just censorship. And what we can call extreme, it's censorship. You know, these people would never have even survived a Call of Duty lobby like 10 years ago.
Right.
And like this stuff, even I get uncomfortable. Like sometimes if I'm playing, I'm like, dial it back, man. Holy crap. Like, but it's not, it's just words. Yeah. It's not making me do anything. I can just mute them and be fine. But instead, the government's pouring money into these because they're different attack vectors.
Yeah.
At freedom of speech for sure.
Right. But if you think about it, it's all like I used to grow up in Call of Duty lobbies and I would be on the microphone and someone would call me the N word and I would laugh.
I get called the N word.
Yeah. I mean, you should.
Yeah. I know. But yeah, I'm like, I think it's like a badge of, I'm like, ah, cool.
Yeah. It's like, but then they'll ask me like, what does the N-word look like or sound like? Yeah. Like, how would you actually know?
Yeah, right.
But like, okay, so I can go in a game and I can get called all of these slurs and I'm still a functioning human being. But a lot of people, they hear the N-word, they crumble. And what do? Is that they protest with their vote. Yeah, so in a way it works in a cycle. So like, oh, I'm so triggered and this is classified as hate speech. So now we need laws to protect me and my feelings from hate speech.
Yeah, that's truly the circle. That's a good point. Because yeah, I mean, they're just using, by the way, they've done it in cinema already. Basically, yeah. They've taken over cinema. Gaming is one of the last few bastions. Even like, you know, not to go too far down the gaming world, but I mean, even Japan used to be based. Now they're not anymore. Now they're censoring stuff. You know, now there's a game, Stellar Blade, I think it's called, you know, big voluptuous women in it. Mm. Everyone's having a meltdown. That game's coming out of South Korea, I think. There's very few, you know, areas where these DEI, ESG tentacles haven't kind of infiltrated. And gaming's one of the last creatively free spaces. Yeah. And most of the big companies are owned.
Yeah.
EA, Blizzard, Activision. I mean, you play Call of Duty now, I see nothing but pride flags. Pride flags, all this crap. Yeah. it's super woke. Blizzard had like an all you can sexually harass buffet at their office.
Yeah.
And after they got caught, busted for that, what did they do? They took all the good looking women out of World of Warcraft and they turned all their pictures into bowls of fruit because mm-hmm. you could see a little cleavage in the video game. Not, you know, not all the like random, unchecked, you know, unwanted molesting that was going on in their office. They took it out on the gamers.
Right.
But the, you know, the idea that every protagonist now, like there was the last gaming convention was like, end the cis white male default character. And it's like, you know, there's money coming in mm-hmm. for this kind of stuff. And I had Mark Kern on from Blizzard the other day. And that interview, like Elon Musk retweeted it. And it was like, he was talking about how DEI money is cheap money.
Yeah.
Like it's cheap money. If you want to make a game, we were talking about downstairs about the funding, like mm-hmm. what movies get made. It's not about whether it's good or not. It's about what the message is.
Yeah.
And it turns out that that's also true in video games, which is crazy to me.
Have you ever read The Naked Communist?
I probably thought it was a porno, and once there were no pictures in it, I was like, yeah.
Like, what is this?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
So I
words.
I always recommend that book. Okay. It's a pretty extensive read, but one of the highlights in it is there's 45 rules that communists need to achieve in order to achieve a takeover. And one of the rules, I think it's number 21, and it says like gain key positions in TV, music, videos, newspapers, yeah. and stuff like that. And it's basically so like
it's like the Yuri Bezmenov stuff,
It's exactly that. It's in order for you to get society pivoting in one particular direction, you have to make sure that you hold every key position in influence to get people to move in that direction. Because I think a lot of people don't like to admit this, but human beings are sheep in one way or another.
Oh, for sure.
It's
yeah.
like, and
yeah.
a lot of human beings get their worldview from other human beings.
Yeah.
And so if everyone in your circle is parroting the same things and you can't seem to escape the message wherever you go, I mean, that's usually an indicator that has been infiltrated by all these people who are on the same page.
Yeah. One of the examples I use, which is funny, is like, there's so many, you know, when you talk about infiltrators, one of the earliest spaces to get this woke mind virus that I noticed that I started covering, and this was like 15 years ago, 10, 15, was knitting. Of all things, you would go to like the knitting subreddits or whatever, and they would be talking about social justice crap.
Yeah.
Like, we need to knit for equality, or there's disadvantaged members of the knitting community. It was like the wildest shit I've ever seen in my life. And it was one of the first videos I made like on culture war stuff. I'm like, this is a knitting group, and like the top 20 threads are like Drumpf and like Orange Man Bad and all this stuff. And it was like, I thought people just knitted. Like, I thought that's how people made scarves. I what in the hell? But that's it. Someone comes in there, ruins it. And this is why I need to say, folks, we need to bring back gatekeeping, and we need to gatekeep the shit we love harder than ever before. I don't think people say gatekeeping's bad, and those are the people that are trying to get into your shit and ruin it, in my experience.
I'll take it a step further.
Yeah.
We need to bring back standards.
Yeah.
Standards are important. If you have no standards, then anything goes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's also true. I remember when it was like, you know, if you look back at the gaming world, you remember this basically. It was like, what's that? There's like that famous meme where it was like, you're keeping us out, and then you let them in, and then they kick you out of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's like that meme.
There's not enough diversity. You bring diverse people in. It's like, oh, you only think you hired us because we're black.
Yeah.
We're going to go make our own space.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, yeah, like make that, our own space. Yeah. It's like circular. And that's how it was in basically everything.
Yeah.
When it was Magic the Gathering, same thing. Comic books, same exact playbook. There's not enough of us in your comic book space. Let us in. We need a space for this, that, and the other thing. And then they say, oh, wait, go make your own space. Like, wait a minute. I was already here. Right. You know, now you're kicking me out of my space. And everything that, and if we had only gatekept better, if we had only said, you know what? Nah, I'm actually not racist. That's cool. That's cool that you wrote that on the internet, but it doesn't make me a racist. I'm not going to defend myself against it. If you remember, I know you mentioned your significant others into comic books. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he probably remembers that, like, there was a Heather Antos era of the original comics gate that happened was essentially a bunch of woke people got into comics, self-inserted themselves into the books, which was always a common trait thing too. The books sucked ass. Mm-hmm. So then they put out bad books and they blamed the men for not buying them. And then they drove comics into the dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric July just sold $1 million worth of a comic book. It's not like people stopped buying comics.
Right.
It's not like people, I say that about movies too. People, Hollywood kept putting all this woke crap and they're like, oh, Hollywood's dead. Oh, really? That's why Barbie and Oppenheimer both made $1 billion and they were out on the same weekend. Wasn't like, oh, this was the big movie over Christmas. They were out at the same time and they made $2 billion combined. Mm-hmm. So people will go see that stuff. People will buy comics. People will play video games.
Yeah.
They just don't want garbage.
They want art, and you can't, you have to stop sacrificing art for the message. But I think these people know that that's what they're creating is just a message thing.
Yeah. You're more like fatalist on this, or more like, more black pilled than me on it, but you're probably right. I'm getting there. Where like these people actually don't care about anything.
I think, to be fair, I think there's layers to it.
There are people people even at Disney that just want to make good sure. stuff for sure.
And yeah. I think there's some people on the lower level who genuinely care about the message that they're regurgitating. So they'll take these roles, they'll work on this thing, thinking I'm doing a great thing, I'm helping.
Yeah.
But I think the people sitting up at the top care more about like how is this going to translate into power.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at. You know, I talked about even, once you're up at the top, they're useful idiots at the bottom. Yeah. Or they don't mean any harm. They think, hey, this is a great thing, but they're not playing. They're playing, you know, on the top, they're playing fourth dimensional chess. They're like, we're going to push this message because we get ESG money for cheap. We don't really care. Then we're going to blame white men for not seeing this woman film, which will create more division, which will make men self-hate, which will make men drink more soy. I mean, I think one of the greatest, funniest things about men. So a lot of the coverage that I do on the channel, that early on the channel was a lot of like MRA stuff and like not like necessarily the cringe side of it, but more like that girl's movie came out, The Red Pill. And then I went to a convention. I spoke at a convention that was showing that movie. And in my lifetime alone, it's gone from we need men to be more feminine. We need men to, you know, dress a certain way. Men need to wear dresses. Men need to be more feminine. Men need to this. Now women, now the message is like, where have all the manly men gone? Or I can't find. It's like the entire narrative for the past 10 years, you've been calling masculinity toxic. Now you're printing articles 10 years later saying, why women are single in their 30s and frustrated because they can't find any men. It's like, no, the men you told men to feminize. You told men that you wanted them to, you know, shave their chests or whatever. I don't know, whatever the weird stuff they were pushing on men about toxic feminine or toxic masculinity. Now they're upset. They're in their 30s, they're single, they're childless, and they're like, oh, I can't find a good man. It's like, no, dude, the men married women and they're not playing around with. And then you see all these like beta males, and they're single and unhappy. So then they turn into like the whatever podcast and blame women when like they could have just been their own man and stood on their own and said like, I don't care if teen people says masculinity is toxic. I think people are terminally online and they think that's the narrative. People need to go out and touch grass more.
Yes, absolutely. Your whole life cannot be political messaging and dating podcasts. Like, get offline and have some hobbies. Read a book. Books are good. Did you know that?
I've heard this before.
They're very good.
Yeah. I've heard this before. The Naked Communist I heard is pretty good.
Yeah. There's no dirty pictures.
Nudity. Yeah. The also I could recommend probably the Blank Slate, maybe. That'd be good. Or The Coddling of the American Mind is pretty good.
Have you ever read, actually, The Coddling of American Mind is really good.
Yeah,
I read
that. Good.
Have you ever read The Screwtape Letters?
No. Oh. That's good too.
It's a short read. It's a, what is the word, nonfiction? Like, it's fake. It's a
fiction.
Fiction. Is it fiction? Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's fiction. It's about a senior demon speaking to a junior demon on how to corrupt an individual.
Okay.
And if you read it in parallel to what's happening now, it'll blow your mind.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Maybe it was so much that seemed like satire 5 years ago is reality now. So who knows? You know, they say like 1984 wasn't supposed to be nonfiction or wasn't supposed to be an instructional guide or whatever, here we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing I want to say, because I know I got to get you out of here so you can go to your big fancy speaking event. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're tuned in, it's like about 3,300 people out there. This is Gothics, Vanessa. She creates content. She's her Rumble channel is linked down. Please give it a follow if you're watching on YouTube, or if you prefer to watch on YouTube or you're watching it later. Her YouTube channel is linked down below. She also has, I wanted to talk about a documentary out that she put out, which is available at Gothics Films.
Gothicsfilm.com has all the info. Right now it's streaming on lore.tv, but that website, you can see all the info on it.
Yeah. So this is, can you give me a sizzle reel for this? So this is essentially, streaming on lore. When did this come out? Earlier this year.
So that came out, it launched on lore.tv on December 18th. This video is a Q&A after the premiere.
Oh, okay.
So
this is the actual page.
Yeah. So it's streaming right now exclusively on lore.tv. We might take it other places at some point, but lore is a new platform that's trying to compete with all, you know, these other demonic platforms. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, check it out.
Tell me about, what is it?
Me? It's about me.
Oh, okay.
It's about me and my journey getting canceled as a Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
And all of the things that I learned throughout that journey. And it highlights some really low points in my life that I think a lot of people can relate to. And then it ends with a punch, at least I think.
Okay. Yeah, I have not seen it. I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
So I knew you had done it, and then like I just kind of lost track of it. So yeah. I can get it here.
Get it here. I mean, I can give you a screener link.
No, I pay for myself. It's a write-off.
Okay. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah. If I pay for it, then I can criticize it. If I don't pay for it, then you know people will think I'm a shill. So yeah, this is definitely great. So we have her YouTube. Your YouTube has done quite well, actually. 328,000 subs there, but we're gonna get you over 5K on Rumble for sure. Look at that, 400 already. Yeah. So go subscribe to her Rumble page. I also want to mention more locations. So she's on this. Hold on, she's on this. Gothics used to watch Batwoman with Az. What? Is that you? I don't think so. Yeah, that's
not her.
That must
be the other black person.
The other black person. Yeah. She often speaks for the Black delegation.
I do.
But not in this case.
Yeah.
So she's on a speaking tour right now with Walk Away, where they share they're attempting to just go start conversations. This isn't she told me, this isn't like your get out and own the libs for sound bites kind of thing. Like, they're actually trying to get out there and reach across the aisle. Not to say that owning the libs, not to disparage that style, but this is more like thoughtful conversations where you're trying to find people who are like on the center left, mm-hmm. probably, or, you know,
people who are receptive and open to conversation, open to reason.
Yeah. Is it that you're also saying, think of conservatism, or is it just go think for yourself, leave the left?
Think for yourself. I try to shy away from the idea of okay, walk away from the left, but consider what it is you're walking towards. I will never tell someone who to vote for. I will never tell them you should be Republican, Libertarian, and none of that.
Yeah.
Because my perspective is you should be going towards the truth wherever the truth may be. And so as long as you are willing to possibly be proven wrong and you're open to reason, then that's all you need. Keep following truth and it's going to lead you there.
Yeah, I like that. That's what I try to do on my channel too. I often get lumped up. People will be like, oh, you're not a real conservative. I'm like, I've never said I was. Like, I voted, you know, I voted for Obama to prove I wasn't racist.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I voted for Trump and I voted for libertarian candidates, independent candidates. I think that's where most of my viewers are. Like, there are some that are staunch Republicans, but I also have liberals in my audience too, who will email me and they'll say like, dude, I appreciate, you know, I'm just kind of there. I'm at the doorway mm-hmm. and I appreciate like just having a conversation rather than being like, bro, you got to leave leftism and be a conservative. I try to not say that. I just mm-hmm. try to say like, hey, consider the possibility that everything you've been told is a lie.
Right.
Like, just consider it as a possibility. That right. isn't to say that everything that the right says is correct, because there are plenty Absolutely. Of warmongers on the right, neocons that I hate. Eyepatch McCain's one of them too. I don't like that guy, Crenshaw. So there's a lot of, you know, so mm-hmm. I think that this, like people like us, that perspective, I think, is way more healthy
yeah.
than saying, hey, leave your team, come to our team. It's like our team is like you being a free thinker.
Right. You know? You cannot build your worldview on political parties or political labels. And like, I thought that was possible when I got red pilled mm-hmm. and I was having a lot more reasonable conversations with the conservative types, but I was still butting heads with people that were on my side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what does that tell you? It tells you that the foundation of the things that these people support is it goes beyond politics. So I don't want people to think that as long as you take the red pill, as long as you vote for Trump, everything's going to be, you know, rainbows.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. That's a bad approach too. You're going to be disappointed too. Like, hey, I mean, I've often said very clearly, you know, people forget about Operation Warp Speed. You know, people forget about some of the COOF decisions were under the former. So you're never going to be like totally satisfied with somebody. I think that your life in general will be happier if you live in the center and you're like, hey, I like some Democrats, I like some Republicans, I like some people who are libertarian, I like ideas, not people, or I like ideas, not parties. Or because, I mean, just in my life, I've only been able to, I mean, I'm 40 now, but like, I know I look great for 40, but I'm 40 now and I've voted in what, like, would be maybe 4 or 5 elections. And what a Democrat even is now is so different than it was when I voted the first time. Like, there's no way Bill Clinton would ever be, you know, like, Bill, you know, he would never have been a modern Democrat. I mean, Trump is basically a Democrat, but he runs as a Republican now, because who even knows what Democrats even are anymore? Because there's just so, or Republicans for that matter. So yeah, be a free thinker, read books, check out Gothic's content, Nessa's content. If you can go see her, she's speaking tonight at Marquette University in Milwaukee. Tomorrow, Carroll University in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Then March 20th at Madison and the 21st at Platteville. And then I assume there's more dates coming, but you're in Wisconsin now.
Yep. Other states coming. Yep. I'll let you know when I know.
Yeah. So you can follow her on Twitter. All of her links are in the description below. Any questions? I hate to open Q&A because I know you guys can be a little spicy.
I don't mind with the Q&A. You want spicy things?
Listen, yeah.
Well, I'm half Puerto Rican. I got the spice.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, don't ever. One thing I learned when I worked in a call center is to never call, never confuse Puerto Ricans and Dominicans.
Oh no!
I learned that very quickly, and I learned it from a very kind, patient old Dominican man who spent time to explain to me that will get me killed.
Yeah,
I voted Obama. I also publicly apologized. Yeah, I mean, I don't think people really, you know, I don't really shit on people for the choices they make at that time. It says musicals getting taken over and failing, and Clifton Duncan raising $130,000 to create a solo play about Thomas Sowell. That's right. He did raise. Yeah that was good for him.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, good for Clifton. I saw that. I should probably throw some money in there too. I saw he was crowdfunding in them. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, let it go. Wow. So I guess maybe I'll save
Do you need some water, by the way?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'll just drink out of the fish tank.
All right, good.
Oh yeah, there you go. Shay, I live 2 blocks away from Carroll College. Is the event open to the public?
As far as I know, yeah, but you can go to walkaway of what is it? What was the link? It was
let me go here. Oh yeah. Walkawaycampaign.com.
Walkawaycampaign.com/events and register. I guess they just want a headcount, but I would assume it's open to the public.
Yeah, since they're publicly funded, you know, and it's not asking for they're not asking for like a student ID. So yeah. Oh, please use student email if you are a student.
Yeah.
So, you don't have to be a student, I would assume.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go say hi. Go bring her some cheese curds. Make sure they're fresh and squeaky. They have to be squeaky.
I'm also lactose intolerant.
Oh, don't do that then.
So I don't want to kill anyone while I'm there. You know, I want them to, you know, see the humanity in me.
Well, nothing says humanity like shitting your pants in front of a room full of people. So maybe, you know, bring her some Lactaid with your cheese curds. All right. Well, I'm going to let her. She's got to get going. I got to either drive you back down there, which is always fun. But at least you miss rush hour now. Or I'll put you in a car, send you on your way. Imagine voting. Yeah. No, don't not vote. Oh, Ellie in Videoland. I like her. She's good. She did a coffee brand coffee review. I'll go make you some coffee. And then we'll jump off. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll be back on at noon at the regular schedule tomorrow, at noontime. Let's see. Okay, it's good. Okay, take the enzymes before enzymes. Oh, is that what that stuff is?
I guess.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, we will see you guys later. If you're watching this on replay, go follow. Check all the links in the description down below. And we'll be back tomorrow.